So in terms of the papillary, just in general, there
in terms
are
of papillary, I was
in
ask.
The randomized discontinuation trial and in the expanded access trial of sorafenib, there are definitely responders that have papillary histology. Anecdotally, there are also some with sunitinib. So it's not a contraindication to those two drugs, but his clinical situation may be. My gut would be to either try a very low dose, if you could get him on the trial, fine, or go to gemcitabine.
I think there are anecdotal responses to sunitinib in papillary tumors. I don't think there's a lot of them. You can count them. It's like the IL-2 responses. You can count them on two hands. Being facetious, I don't think there's a lot of data that supports it. So to use any one of those drugs here would, you know, there's no data. And I think it depends on the patient and the decisions you make in terms of what you do. Jan's recommendation might not be a bad one, a chemotherapy drug.
Yeah, 5-FU has long been used. It's probably the one agent, and maybe the anti-metabolites have some role as well.
Is there some data for Gemzar and 5-FU or Gemzar Zoloda combined?
Yep, there is. It's pretty toxic, but it does have objective responses, sometimes quite dramatic.
And Gemzar alone has some evidence of stabilization, although it's...
Give them Gemzar alone or Zoloda.
I guess the other thing here, in breast cancer, we sometimes look at the situation of a visceral crisis, so to speak, as an indication to use your most effective therapy in terms of producing shrinkage, because you might have one shot and that's it. I wonder if this concept might apply here with sunitinib perhaps producing more response rate than sorafenib, which is more stable disease.
If he had clear cell cancer, I'd tell you to do it. I think that would be worthwhile then to give it a shot, because we've seen very ill patients treated with sunitinib who have gotten out of bed and walked out of the hospital and, you know, were PS 30 or 40, really ill people. The papillary histology just doesn't give me confidence that you'll achieve anything with that drug in this particular setting. So that's the one issue.
How old a fellow was he again?
63.
Yeah.
A year ago, I would refer him to hospice, but you know, now with these drugs, I'm thinking he deserves one shot at something.
Well, let us know.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.